This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, the skinny on skivvies. But first, time for your letters. Fran Lebowitz's comments about New York City 1 year after the terrorist attacks there drew many responses. Phil Hammerslaw of Essex Junction, Vermont wrote, "Thanks so much for letting us hear a wider range of reactions to this incident than one normally hears or reads in the media. It was a breath of fresh air that left us feeling we were neither unpatriotic or nuts." But many of you objected to Ms. Lebowitz's comments that New Yorkers loathe tourists. Jeffrey Owen Jones wrote, "On the contrary, real New Yorkers love to observe folks from everywhere, savoring our beloved city, which is why so many visitors find us friendly and helpful. What we don't much like are self-appointed pundits who mistake snideness for acerbity." Now, our talk with businessman Jimmy Dunn also brought many letters. Mr. Dunn heads the investment firm Sandler O'Neill. They lost 66 people last September. His suggestion that the United Nations rebuild its headquarters on the World Trade Center site drew lots of praise. Leslie Guinness of Orcas Island wrote, "Would that the spirits of those who surrendered their lives guide us all to be better, wiser, kinder. It is really a good idea, one which King Solomon would have been proud to tender." And finally, last week, New York Times columnist Tom Friedman said that the United States ought to help rebuild countries into which it sends military forces. Mr. Friedman said U.S. policy ought to be like the sign he said hangs in Pottery Barn stores, "You break it and you own it." Many of you wrote to tell us that there are no such signs in Pottery Barn stores. Mr. Friedman says he misspoke and meant to say just pottery stores. We welcome your letters here at Weekend Edition Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org. And remember, you write it, we may read it.